Time to catch up with Marnus Labuschagne. It was the summer of Marnus last year. Can he continue it this year, and can he move it across all different formats? He joins me on National Grandstand right around Australia. Welcome, Marnus.
Welcome, guys. It's a pleasure to be on.
How unique has the preparation been for this ODI series, with half the group training and half the squad in isolation?
Yeah, well, exactly like that. It's been very strange. You know, only seeing our actual full squad and the rest of our teammates tonight. So it definitely changed a little bit. But like you said, it's been a real 18 months, or it's been a 12 months of just being able to adapt. And I think the best team that adapts to the circumstances and the conditions and the situations they're put in is going to come out on top.
Marnus, let's talk about your last 18 months, your first real full calendar year last year in the test team. Where to from here for Marnus Labuschagne?
Yeah, like I said, you know, the sort of COVID period has been the time that I could reflect a little bit on that, on the summer and on the last 18 months. But for me, I just look forward. I want to be better. I want to score more runs and you know, take more wickets and get better. So that's what's been really nice about the last seven months, really, where we've had a bit of isolation and in, you know, locked in. It's been really a time to go, well, how can I make sure I'm getting better for the year to come and keep improving my game?
If you did have just a little glance at the rearview mirror, what did those reflections show up, if you can let us in?
Oh, look, it, I was able to really look at my game and where I had really improved and certain areas that I can improve more on and making sure that, you know, I address those and try and get ahead of the curve. You know, I know teams are going to come harder now than they ever had before at me. They're going to have plans that teams never had before. So, you know, it's a time for, obviously, they've prepared really well. They're going to prepare really well to come at me, and it's my job to make sure that I prepare well to take them on.
Okay, technically, how do you get ahead of the curve and ensure that you do stay one step ahead of the competition?
Well, I think the biggest understanding for me, and I had a small look at it in Shield cricket, how teams sort of came out and attacked, and because I think you actually got to look close to home, I think, because the teams that you're playing Shield cricket probably know you the best. They've seen you sort of develop and into a player or changed as a player over such a long period of time. But you also just got to have an understanding of how teams are going to get you out. You got to understand your strengths and where they think they can get you out. And that's the best way to get ahead of the curve, try and understand what they're going to try and do.
Well, what do you think, Marnus, about the suggestion that was raised by some that perhaps Trent Copeland had found an Achilles heel in your batting technique in getting you out LBW in the Shield?
Yeah, look, you know, Cope's a good bowler. And look, the way I set up, and I think everyone knows that if you bowl straight, that you can potentially get me LBW. So if that's what you want to do, then I'd invite you to bowl straight.
I did listen with interest when you spoke just moments ago and you said, I'm looking to improve to ensure I can score more runs and take more wickets. How big an aspect is your bowling as a part of your improvement?
Oh, look, I'm always trying to get better at it. It's something that I see myself continuing to improve. You know, I just need to keep making sure I take opportunities within games when I do get them. Like I said, I'm always bowling a lot in nets and trying to improve that area of my game. For me, it's just I'm always looking to improve, you know, not only my batting and bowling, but also your fielding. So just making sure, that's what it was really nice about the time that we had in isolation.
Will that be your leg spinners or will it be meds? Because I did see some videos of you bowling mediums in grade cricket in Brisbane.
Yeah, look, I do like rolling over a few meds in club cricket if there's a bit in the wicket. But I can assure you that if I'm going to bowl this summer, I think our pace bowling attacks yeah, pretty handy. So I don't know if I'm going to be bowling any seamers, but always ready to. If the skip needs them, I'll roll them out. There's no problem with that.
Australian cricketer Manus Labuschagne chatting to us here on National Grandstand. We've spoken a little bit about isolation in this unique year. Can you talk me through the setup that you had in your garage, I think it was, to just groove your game when he couldn't leave the house?
Yeah, look, I sort of gave myself about a week or so off, and got to about the end of the week and I was like, geez, I want to hit some balls. I couldn't go out, so I went and bought like probably 100 tennis balls and I taped up about 50 of them, taped up and then put big seams on and whatever. And I have this mat that I have at home, so I rolled it out in the backyard and I bought a dog thrower, like an actual dog thrower, taped it up and reinforced it. So my mate who was living with me at the time was sidearming to me with tennis balls in the backyard just so I could hit some balls and get a bit of feel on with bat on ball and work on a few technical things. So there you go. That's how I kept myself busy.
It's a real cricket nuffy story, and we do love it. We know that you are an absolute cricket tragic. Talk to me about the IPL. As a cricket snuff, did you watch a lot of the tournament?
Absolutely, yeah. I watched a fair bit of the tournament, and, you know, like I said, I do enjoy watching our boys play, you know, the likes of Paddy and Davey and Smith, and, you know, seeing how Stoyne went over there and, you know, all the boys, you know, like I followed the teams, you know, according to the guys that were playing that I knew. It's really good. Like I said, it's a really good tournament. It's definitely exciting to watch.
What are your goals in the T20 arena, perhaps internationally?
Yeah, look, like I said, I've said it before, but I'd love to play all the formats. But for me, it's just making sure that I'm really dominating the ones that I'm playing now and not looking too far ahead. You know, I just want to keep making sure I'm scoring runs through Australian and one-day cricket and making sure I score runs in T20 cricket. In Test cricket. And then hopefully when I get an opportunity, I can score the runs in T20 cricket. But, right now, that's sort of where my thinking is.
Sorry for keeping you awake. I'll let you go after this, Manus. Last one. Mitch Johnson told this great story, and I think it illuminated for me how you became Manus. There was a time when he was at the peak of his powers bowling rapid, and he wanted to have a bowl off the full run at Allan Border Field. And my understanding is that they asked the Queensland batsman who wanted to go and face Mitch Johnson. What happened next?
Yeah, I remember this day. I was actually under the tree there at Albion, and I think Craig McDermott, me and Ben McDermott, his son, are very good mates. And so I knew Craig, and he came over and he said, "Oh, mate, Mitch wants to have a bowl." And there's a few of us sitting under there, and I was like, "Yeah, look, I'll bat." I pat it up, and because the run-ups weren't long enough for Mitch at the Gabba, so he needed to get his bowling in at Albion. So yeah, I had a little bit of a centre wicket against Jono.
How was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. I remember just facing him, and he was bowling quite fast, and it was a nice challenge. You're a bit nervous at that stage. I was like, geez, he's bowling fast, and you just get in there and you get in the battle, and it was good fun.
I'm not sure if that's brave or foolhardy, but either way, I think it maybe gives us an insight as to how you've become the Manus Labuschagne we now know. Appreciate you giving us some of your time. Thanks for having a chat on National Grandstand around Australia, Manus.
My pleasure.